Listening Library presents The Vacation by Polly Horvath, read for you by Kirby Hayborn. A Little History. I was on week two of living with Aunt Magnolia and Aunt Pig. There was a whole river not that far from us in Critz, Virginia, named after Ralston Pig, the Daniel Boone of our family. And when my aunt was born, my grandmother gave her the name Pig, too. My father took me to see the Pig River once, even though the pigs were my mother's ancestors. We watched its mini majesty. It wasn't a very big river, crashing over rocks. And he said it looked nothing like my aunt, and laughed. Then he said, "Seriously, Henry, if you ever get a chance to name a river, don't name it something like Pig. Rivers are too important. They're part of a whole water structure that supports life, if you think about it." "Think about it," he suddenly demanded. He worked for the Fillmore Brush Company in sales and was usually on the road, but when he was home, he tried to tell me as much about life as he could to keep me safe when he couldn't be with me. "Once you become a parent, that's the only thing you really want for the rest of your life," he said, his hand resting on my shoulder. "For your children to be safe forever, even when you can't be with them." He turned to me then and gave me a steely, wide-eyed look. "Don't die," he ordered. The week after I turned 12, my mother decided to go to Africa as a missionary. She wasn't religious, at least as far as my father and I knew. I heard her telling my father about her plan on the phone. She said she thought her best bet was to be a Mormon, because we had Mormon friends, and so my mother knew that Mormons were supposed to